was full of cream. Row, row, riverboat, gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is full of cream. Ever since you were a kid, you've been in the dream, rowing your boat down the stream. It's a dream. It's all play, a lila, a dance. That's all it is. Are you getting this? Nod your heads. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Or shake your head if you're not. Oh, shake it. Now let's talk about it. Yes.
So, what is the benefit of all knowing this?
Speak in this so they can be recorded, okay?
What is the benefit in my daily life to be aware of this awareness I have?
What the benefit is? When you are all upset, what would be the benefit if you can just withdraw your attention in the awareness and watch the upset as though it was happening maybe like to someone else? Just as an analogy. If you can be prior to it and watch it as though it was happening to someone else, because it's happening to a body mind that is not even you.
So when I get a negative emotion, for example, I'm upset or I'm angry, I have a fight with my wife or anybody else. This is just enough to be aware of this feeling.
Stay aware.
And do nothing.
What is there to do? You say, okay, you can watch it. You watch it just like a movie. You can watch you as a role of being there upset with your wife just like it's a movie. And you are the awareness that is watching it, because you're always the awareness that is watching it. And you can be quiet, you can be still, stay with your attention, attending only to the awareness, remain in the awareness as the awareness, and just let the emotion go, just let it happen. And you don't have to identify with it. And your wife is going to say, what in the world has happened to you? You said, I'm happy all the time. I've just chosen to be happy. Because when you stay in the awareness, that's freedom, that's peace, and that's happiness, that's bliss. Satchitananda, have you ever heard of it? Satchitananda? Satchitananda. In Sanskrit, existence, pure existence is what you are. Pure consciousness is what you are. And bliss, when you abide in the pure awareness of the peace. Have you ever heard that? Well, I'm sharing it with you right now. You don't have to hear it. I've just told it to you. The rest of you, have you heard it?
Yes.
See? Will you confirm that that's what I've been told is the way it is? Will you confirm it?
Yes.
That's it. Spartan, you speak German. Tell me in German. Is the words in Sanskrit that talk about what we are. We are existence, aren't we?
Yeah.
We are pure consciousness, aren't we?
Yes.
And when we are aware of that and live in that, that's bliss, isn't it?
Yes.
Now tell me that in German.
I don't know the translation for bliss.
Lucas, can you help us?
No, they're doing good. Figuring it out.
Oh, so that's the benefit. For you to live in the pure existence that you are, in the pure consciousness that you are, that has no upset, That's peace itself, freedom itself, and pure joy itself that comes out of your own being. And you can learn and look to see through yourself that you love your wife, but your wife is not the one that gives you happiness. You want to give your wife the happiness that you are. Don't look to your wife to give you happiness, because in all likelihood, she can't do it. No one can give you happiness other than you give you happiness.
That is pretty clear to me.
Quite often